Well, Gary, suppose first of all, Niamh Connell and Guido are back in the final again after last year, and I suppose for Mervyn O'Donnell and for Martin Regan, that's their first objective.
Yeah, exactly. And Niamh Connell, I suppose Tom will be wanting a repeat of what went on last year in the final, and obviously the year before, scoring 4 points and won 7. I think it was 17 points Guido ended up getting against them last year, so they'll be looking to turn it around in their own favour this year.
Most people have Guido as the favourites. Do you give Niamh Connell a chance?
Funny, the closer it comes to the game, the further out from the game I was giving them zero chance, so I was, and the closer it comes to the game now, when I started to write things down and do out matchups and stuff, and I'm giving them definitely more of a shot than I was, say, 2 weeks ago after the semi-finals were over. Like Guido just Glenties are hoping for complacency in Guido's part, so they're hoping that everything that they do in the day comes off. They're hoping that their attacks to scores ratio is going to be the highest that it has been all year. They need a lot of things to fall into place for them. Probably ideally, when I was thinking about this at the time, it was ideal draw for Guido in the semi-final Kilcare. I think if Guido had got possibly Unions or Glenties in the semi-final, they could have possibly been caught. Glenties could have caught them in the semi-final. But I think now they got over Kilcare, they got their game up for Kilcare, they had to get up for Kilcare, and I think now they're in the final, they're just not going to let it slip.
Is there a danger that having got it up for Kilcare and having won so easily that they might become a little complacent?
That's what Glenties will be hoping for, but I don't think so now, because they're thinking, right, we could beat Corriffin in February, we have to get back there, you know what I mean? Like I was in that position with the Glen before, similar enough position in 2014, we won the final in 2013, got beaten in Ulster final by Ballinderry at the end of that year, got back to the county final in 2014, and you're always kind of looking, we need to get back, that we were talking that year, we need to get back to Ulster, you know what I mean? But we were beaten in the final, so we didn't perform, and listen, maybe sometimes you get caught with a wee bit of an eye off the ball, so we are, so definitely Guido are going to be looking ahead, there's no doubt about it, they'll say they're not, but they're going to be looking ahead like to it, and there's wee things like that that are going to help swing it in Glenty's favour. They're going to need all of that.
If Martin Regan can come up with some tactic or pull a rabbit or two out of the hat, you know, that could be the difference. What would you do if you were in his shoes?
Yeah, he's definitely going to have to do that. And I know Martin really well. I've worked with him in development squads before, and that me and him would have managed the Donegal Buncrana Cup team in 2008 to Buncrana Cup, the Donegal team. And he's extremely well organised, he'll have the boys really well coached, and he's probably blessed in the sense that he has two good men alongside him, Shane Warren from Kelly Beggs and Mickey McLaughlin from Derry, who know well from colleges, football teacher in St Columns, who always has his teams well drilled as well, so you do, and if you even watch Glenties in the warm-up, etc., everything's really well organised, so it is. They'll be bouncing the ball off the four walls over the last 2 weeks to come up with a plan, you know, and there is areas out there, you know, like I was just thinking about it over the last few days, if you have to try and break down the Scudor team, probably the first thing you're going to do is go and get the Scotstown DVD last year from the Ulster final, because they're probably the team that got the closest to them that day, and they went very much conventional. They went, what you talked about there, they went a man-to-man plus one sweeper, that's all they did. Now, you need to be brave to do that, and it's fairness to Glenties, it's not far away from the kind of style of play that they've played all year. Even in the semi-final, they were trying to get Anthony / Leo back sweeping at times, possibly the two of them there at times. Sometimes it was majority of Anthony, and in fairness to Anthony, he's getting very wise the older he gets. I've watched him both quarterfinal and semi-final before the throw-up, and he makes sure he gets a man that's going to allow him to get back in to sweep in that area. So you would think right away he's going to be looking at Dan McBride, because everyone knows that Guido, Dan's their sweeper, and he's going to drop off. So Guido are going to give you a sweeper. And then I was thinking about Mayo and Dublin back in a few years ago in the Ireland final. They knew that Keane Sullivan was going to drop off, and they sprung Alan Dillon from the bench, curveball, threw him in centre forward, destroyed them in the first half, so he did, because he knew he was going to get space on the ball. So, like, Guido or Niamh Connell kind of have to be brave in the sense then that, right, we know we're getting a sweeper here, but we okay, can we get a serious baller, a man who's going to cause damage, that's going to force Guido to change the game plan? Nave Connor going to have to force Guido to change. If they allow Guido to do what they've done all year, then Guido is going to win the game. But they have to force their hand to change. And to me, that's one way, that by putting a baller in that area, and possibly then they're lucky, Nave Connor, that they have big men in their team. They've Kieran Gallagher and Charles McGuinness and Kieran Gallagher, who are options to play inside. Guido's main markers all year in the fullback line have been Neil McGee and Gary McFadden. That causes another headache for Guido if they play two big men inside. It means Gary McFadden will more than likely not be one of the inside markers now. They'll have to probably pull Kieran Gillespie back into the fullback line. It upsets Guido again. The more things you can do to upset Guido, as in not allow them to play their game plan, the better the percentage rolls in your land then. So it is. You're probably looking at Owen Fan McFerry's going to probably pick up Owen McGettigan, so he is. And you're looking at midfield, then you're probably going to have in that middle area, you're probably going to have Michael Carroll, Eamon McGee, or McNeilis drifting between centre forward and midfield. Eamon McGee usually plays around the middle between the defence and midfield, so you have probably in there. I think Jack McKelvey will probably go in and pick up Michael Carroll, so he will. You'll have Alton Doherty, I think, will come out and pick up Oran McNeilis. He's probably been designated with picking up the opposition's main man. He picked up Niall O'Donnell in the semi-final as well. So you're looking at Kieran Thompson as another player who could possibly get a wee bit of freedom in there. And he had an exceptional semi-final. So for me, Guido, they're going to have to change some things as well, because then if Kieran Thompson's running the roost around the middle, they're probably going to have to look at, right, we're going to have to either bring Owen McFadden very off Owen McGettigan and put him out on Kieran Thompson, or maybe push Gary McFadden out to pick up Kieran Thompson as well. Because, listen, the more I talk about it and the more a bit matchups down, I think there's you give Niamh Connell a wee higher percentage of belief that they're going to win the game. Guido, in the last couple of games, the left side has been frightening with Dara Boyle and Cian Mulligan coming up that left side. But then when you look at it, Glenties have two men to match them there. They have Ethan O'Donnell and Eunan Doherty. For pace-wise and football ability-wise, they have them. Whereas you flip it over in the other wing, then you have Niall Freeland and Nisha Boyle coming up that side. Glenties have Owen Wade and Brendan McDyer. Now, they might feel that maybe they have the pace and the youth and the legs there on the two more experienced lads from the Nave Connell head, but listen, the experience is hard to beat on the big day as well.
In terms of Guido, they're going to be trying to impose their game.
Exactly. And listen, the good thing, if I was in the Nave Connell camp, you know what Guido is bringing. They haven't changed a lot all year. And listen, they haven't thrown many curveballs. So they haven't. And from a Nave Connell management sense, that gives you a lot of confidence. You know what I mean? Basically playing the same way they played last year. You can predict what's going to happen. And that's when you can sell that across to the dressing room off Nave Connell. Look, this is what these boys have done. This is what they're going to do. They haven't changed. This is what we do to upset them. So it is. And listen, they have players to upset them, but Nave Connell are just going to need a day where everything goes right for them. Like, kickouts are going to be huge, Tom. Like, I was watching the two semi-finals. I was marking down the kickouts myself, the one and loss ratio, and Nave Connell only took 50% of their own kickouts that day. Unions did very well in them, as we've done in all kickouts all year, Unions, but they took 24% just of Unions kickouts. But you have to remember, Unions have the best keeper in the county in Sean Patton. And I was very impressed with Nave Connell's press that day on Sean Patton's kickouts. And probably if it had been any other keeper in the county, they would have got a lot more than 24%. And I know from the talk coming out of Glenties was that they put a huge amount of work on the press on Sean Patton's kickouts. And I think that work won't go unwasted now in the final, because they'll probably feel, look, I was the best keeper in the county. And no disrespect to Christopher Sweeney, but he's not on the same level that Sean Patton is, or no one is, for that matter of fact, in the county. So they'll probably feel that they're going to get a lot higher percentage on the Guido kickouts. Nave Connell need to come out and they need to get ahead, and they need to take control of the game early on. They can't let Guido come in and get the scores early on and let them be in control. They must put Guido out of their comfort zone. if they can go on ahead at half time, it's going to give them huge confidence and huge boost. So it is, because listen, they'll probably pull out that Bundoran quarterfinal DV, and they'll have that dissected well down as well. Why were Bundoran so good about against that day? And they'll look at that there very closely, as I said to you as well. It's the Scotstown game is a game that I would have been definitely in there, if I was in their camp, would have been dissecting over the last fortnight.
Tell me, how do you see it go? The way you're talking there, you're swinging towards New Connell, are you?
No, I'm trying to make a case for Dave Connell, so I'm more than swinging to him. Like, my head says, this is Guido's all day, you know what I mean? But most people in the county are completely writing Dave Connell off. So they are, and listen, I've been there myself in 2016 with the Glen, where we were completely written off, but we had things done inside our camp that we knew. And I remember after we met the first Tuesday after the semi-final, we produced the plan to the boys that was going to beat them, and the confidence grew there the last 2 weeks. If Niamh Connell can do something similar and sell the plan to the boys, it's...
Have the footballers good enough to beat Guido?
Well, they certainly have footballers. Probably the one area that they're not level on is probably pace. Guido have far superior pace across the team, so they have... Glenties just don't have that pace. Kilcar, the best running team in the county, so they are off running the ball. But my God, Guido just completely nullified that and stopped it and didn't let them run. Not once did Kilcar come down Guido's middle. You know, not once during that game. So Glenties, to me, have to realise, okay, they'll know that running's not their strength, but they have the big men.
They have the power.
Yeah, they have the power, they have the physical power, and they have the know-how. They've won championships. Most of those boys have won championships. Most of those boys have played in county finals. Both teams know how to win, but I think that it's very important that they don't come... If they decide to play the two big men inside, or possibly play Leo inside, like, the other thing is, they could try and get maybe Leo free off Dan McBride, and that would be an unbelievable man to have in the ball around that area and dictating things. And the one thing about Leo McLoone that is in my head is, in county final day, he really always seems to stand up. I remember when they won it in 2015 against Unions, he was immense. So he was. And like, both club teams will be looking to their county players to lead it out. It's almost like Keelan McGonigal last week was the man who really led it out for Buncrana. They look to their big players on the big day. But it's important that Niamh Connell don't become... Say they had in two or three balls, they do. I'm just presuming here that they might go that game plan of hitting in the high ball to the boys. If Neil McGee or Kieran Gillespie or Big Dan end up coming out with the first two or three balls, that they don't let the heads drop. That, Tom, all you need is one of those balls to end up in the back of the net. I think goals are going to be huge. I think Niamh Connell have to get the goals to give themselves the opportunity as well. But Guido just have so much skill and talent. Like Owen McNeil is, he's just a Rolls Royce of a player. Brian O'Donnell tried to man mark him even in the semi-final, and he just threw him aside. So he did, and he just ran the show. I just think they have so many players across the pitch. They have Kevin Cast, Eamon Colum inside. Eamon Colum against Bundoran, it was the best game I've ever saw him play. So it was. He was a match winner who they probably would never look to as a match winner before, but by God, he stood up that game, and he was the man who got them over the line. So it was. Niamh Connell, I'm sure another thing I would pull out this week if I was them would have been the 2005 final. They were completely written off against Unions that day, and remind the boys off that there in the camp, because, I mean, they're in the perfect position that no one's given them hope, but it's just going to be intriguing to see what game plan they come with. And listen, they probably have as good a management team as around that's in the county. And then you have obviously Mervyn and Michael Boyle on the Guido setup. Like, and I know Michael Boyle is going to have these boys so well drilled from working with them with the under-20s and that. And listen, he's the glue that has brought the whole thing together. They always had the players down there, and he came in last year, and he was the glue that brought the whole thing together. And it's an unbelievable record for Michael to get them back to a second county final 2 years running.
Who's going to win this?
I think Guido's going to win it, Tom. Just they have the players all over the field. They have the pace. They have the physical strength. It's just like... It's last year was their first final in 12 years, so it was. They're back again this year. The confidence that they'll have picked up from winning Donegal and Ulster last year is going to be huge. Glenties are going to be probably thinking, Jesus, we've lost two finals in a row. We can't go on here losing a third one and from listening, from talking to the Ardra boys this week as well, there's plenty of slagging going on, I believe, over the Hull and Mina Roy. So it is, and they're rubbing it into them that they'll be the three in a row team and that. And all that's going to seep into the Glenties boys, and that's going to be extra motivation for them, you know, that they're not going to want to be known as a group that has lost three finals in a row. So it's been huge motivation for them as well. But I just can't see past Gwydor. There's just so much strength in them. Like, Ginger didn't even start in the semi-final, so we did the last day. And to have someone that has calibre that's not even starting your team, it'd make every other senior team in the county. So he's probably a bit disgruntled and happy himself, but it just shows you strength and depth that they have. And Bundoran probably got the kick up the ass, for want of a better word, Tom, in the quarter-final against Bundoran. That was a wake-up call for them. They got the perfect draw then in the semi-final. So listen, it's just so hard to look past them.